Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Lucid breaks sales records, Volvo expands in the US, and Porsche's electric Cayenne. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you which Chinese EV maker says they're ready for prime time in the UK. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Sunday, 6th of April. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free, and if you want to be just like them, you can at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. And check out the different levels of support and the tiers that you can do if you want to. And they will kick off with news of Lucid setting another sales record. Sales of Lucid Motors reported a 58% rise in Q1. First quarter sales based on the same time last year. That they delivered 3,109 vehicles. Same time last year, just under 2,000. This is the sixth straight quarter of record-setting deliveries there at Lucid. But it was still the best quarter that they have ever had. I'm sure they'll want more, but it's good news that Lucid is on the up. But the company increased its average factory incentives to $12,877 per vehicle, up from just over $10,000 per vehicle on the same time last year, according to Motor Intelligence. Whilst Lucid didn't share sales figures by model, I mean, its lineup is the Air, which they are selling pretty much all of the Air in terms of their total. And the Gravity, which is the new crossover, which we've got those new charging videos out. I'll tell you more about those very soon. But the YouTubers, the reviewers have been at it with charging up the Gravity. And it's really, really impressive. So Motor Intelligence reckons 135 Gravity crossovers sold in the first quarter, not even the month, but the first quarter. So that is a very, very initial ramp up of the Gravity. but that looks like a spectacularly quick vehicle in terms of charging. So nearly all of those 3,109 vehicles were all of the Lucid Air. Production at Lucid's Casa Grande facility, that's in Arizona, by the way, rose by 28% year over year. In the first quarter, the company also has 600 vehicles on their way to Saudi Arabia for final assembly and distribution for buyers in the Middle East. Lucid is mainly owned by the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, and they're working on more production in the region as well. Okay, Volvo next. And this is really interesting because Volvo Cars, part of China's Geely, so they will increase vehicle production in the United States by at least one new model being made there. The company currently assembles the EX90, the electric vehicle at its South Carolina plant, the Ridgeville, South Carolina plant, along with Polestar's Polestar 3. Which is their new equivalent of the EX90. Different cars, actually. It's not just the same car engineered differently. They're very similar, same platform, but the EX90 and the Polestar 3, you know, very different vehicles in their own rights. Polestar being a bit more of a sporty slant, I would say. So the CEO of Volvo, Håkan Samuelsson, the new CEO, well, the new old CEO, he's come back, telling Bloomberg that the company will look closely at which model they're going to add to the production line. Obviously, a lot of that means that it is down to the recent tariffs the United States introduced and Volvo looking to make things. Well, they've got, you know, they haven't got to build a new factory. They've got some facilities there that which they can move production into. Porsche are next in the news. They will launch the fully electric fourth generation Cayenne later this year, making it their third electric vehicle after last year's new Macan EV. Now, while they continue to offer plug-in hybrid versions of cars, the new Cayenne will be entirely electric. The Cayenne's a very important vehicle, very large vehicle. It is set for, we think, a 2025 release with significant upgrades to its largest SUV. The CEO, Oliver Blume, said the electric Cayenne will set standards in the segment as an electric SUV. Well, we're talking about it because new prototypes have now been seen driving around in the United States. They were sent from the Porsche factory last year. And recent sightings in a US parking lot, according to the website Electrek, show the SUV testing actually on street. Well, the design keeps Porsche's signature look while adding features for the electric nature of the vehicle. Reports from Kindle Auto say there will be two versions, a standard and a coupe shape as well, with a more crossover design and a lower roofline, which kind of looks a little bit sportier to some people. I always like the extra utility, if you ask me. But design detailed specs will be shared closer to launch. It is confirmed that the Cayenne EV will be using the PPE platform, and that supports the current Macan EV and the Audi Q6 e-tron, which we know is a very, very good platform in terms of very fast charging and high performance as well. Let's go to Sweden next, where last month in March, plug-in vehicles made up 61% of total vehicle sales in Sweden. Fully electric vehicles were 34.6% of the 61% total, 34 or 35% really, I guess, pure BEV, and then about 26% plug-in hybrids. Well, so far this year, the plug-in EV share has reached, in terms of year-to-date, for the first 3 months of the year, a little lower, because March was high at 61%. So plug-in share is 58% in Sweden year-to-date. Look, either way, that is a brilliant, brilliant result. Just mega. Well done, Sweden. Same time last year, if you want context, always add context, and that's 54% for the same period last year, year-to-date, Q1. So 54 goes to 58. Sweden's on the rise. The BEV market share went from 31 to 33. Dr. Max Holland from Klingtechnica reporting that the Volvo XC40 was leading BEV sales for the second month in a row in Sweden. You won't be surprised to hear they like their Volvos in Sweden. The Volkswagen ID7 ranked third with 644 units. Volkswagen Group held six of the top 10 sales points, including two Audis and Geely, which includes Volvo, Polestar and Zeekr, also in there as well. In March, Zeekr launched the new Model 7X in Sweden. Adding to the X and the 001, the Zeekr 7X is a mid-to-large SUV coupe. It's about 4.8 metres long, starting price of about €54,000 equivalent, with DC fast charging that'll go 10 to 80 in 13 minutes under ideal conditions, because of course that requires you finding a DC fast charger which can deliver enough juice. So you're looking for the absolute best of the best 400 kilowatt DC fast chargers, which are in the ground. Not too many of those in the ground, but if you do find one, that Zeekr 7X will charge on its 800-volt platform exceptionally quickly. Wow, just incredible. All right, well, let's go to the UK next, where electric vans are growing very quickly as well. Electric vans have an 8.3% share of the UK van market now. Vans, of course, being working vehicles, some of them might need to do long distances. You might have a solar panel company or a solar installation company, and you know you are in a location and your customer is 300 miles away. So you've got to load up the van, get there for first thing in the morning, and you're going to stick them on the roof that day or something. And you know you might think that actually we should be driving an electric vehicle. We work in the green space. But if you want to do that and back in a day, and there's not convenient charging, it's easier to default to combustion when you're a business. If you're a retail customer, like perhaps you and I, you might not mind a little bit of extra inconvenience, but obviously time is money for businesses. But that's great news to see that EVs are growing in the UK. Diesel-led in sales still, you won't be surprised to hear, but the rise in electric van purchases just signifies the beginning of a shift in the UK van market. These growth rates are important for the UK government's goal to stop selling new combustion vans by 2035. The plug-in van grant is sticking around. That gets extended until March 2026. And that will boost electric van sales. Some industry observers, though, think that ending the grant next year would be too soon, and they should get another extension. The increase in electric van sales is driven by a wider variety of options available. Now, there are more and more on the road from the likes of Peugeot, Citroën, 4D Transit, the Vauxhall vans, all really good as well. Okay, let's talk Ionity next before we take a break. And Ionity is introducing Ionity Go. Now, the Ionity Go tariff is a new pay-as-you-go option that complements their subscription options at Ionity. With Ionity Go, you can charge at any of the almost 5,000 Ionity stations across Europe, each providing very fast speeds. Now, some of the Ionities now go up to 400 kilowatts, not just 350, on Ionity Go, the equivalent of about 70 or 71 pence per kilowatt hour, which I still think is very expensive. But in the grand scheme of DC fast charging, actually, 70p is not too bad. Tesla rates are cheaper, and you can get some subscription rates are cheaper. And on some networks like InstaVolt, they're doing more off-peak stuff, so you can turn up, you know, if you're turning up at 2 o'clock in the morning, you might pay half of that. But 71p is okay, I think, for DC fast charging. And if you go through the Ionity app, you can enjoy the Ionity Go costs, which is a little bit cheaper than if you just, what they call ad hoc pricing. So if you turn up and wave your card on the card reader. So use the Ionity app. Means you can view all your charging details in the app. I guess your receipt ends up in the app. That's good for businesses or those looking to reclaim the charging cost. The new app has been completely redesigned, and that should be launching very soon in the various app stores as well. You can use the new Ionity app to plan your route, find charging stations. And like I say, if you're off getting a coffee, track your charging progress so that you don't spend too long. Yeah, obviously, it's a little bit more expensive than charging at home, so you just want to add the juice to get to where you're going. We'll take a break. We'll come back in a minute. We'll talk about a couple of big Chinese names launching around the world, some Aussie news and UK news next. Stick around. Back in a bit. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, let's talk JAC Motors unveiling the JAC Hunter plug-in hybrid dual cab 4x4 Ute. Wow, that was a sentence. So JAC unveiling at the Melbourne Motor Show what they call the most powerful and technologically advanced production vehicle that they've made. Now, full production starts later this year. It's a plug-in hybrid. It's a dual cab, which is very useful for some tradies. It's all-wheel drive, and it's down under, so this is a utility vehicle, a Ute. A hybrid Ute combining the petrol engine with electric motors on both axles. So a total of over 517 horsepower, 385 kilowatts of power. That's a very strong contender in the electric Ute market, in the electrified Ute market. if you want some serious power. How does it do it? Well, lithium-ion phosphate battery pack, electric-only range of 100 k's or 62 miles, a vehicle-to-load system, so if you're running your tools maybe somewhere where there's not, on the work site or the job site, an obvious electricity source, then you can run your tools from the vehicle. And if you are using it for maybe emergency power backup at home, or maybe leisure activities like your camping or something at the beach, maybe even a little electric Barbie off the back of it. Well, the JAC Hunter will be available in Australian showrooms by the end of the year. Pricing and more specific details I don't have, but they showed it off last weekend at the Melbourne Motor Show, so I thought I'd give that a mention. And finally, the Chinese EV maker Xiaopeng say they are ready for prime time here in the UK, opening their first dealership, marking a key step in their expansion. The new locations are in the Midlands and the South Coast. So, Xiaopeng dealerships in Nottingham, which is about as far away from the coast as you can get in the middle of the country, and Southampton, which is about 20 miles in that direction from where I'm sitting. The port of Southampton is where the big cruise ships go from, and it's kind of central South Coast, maybe an hour or so outside of London if you head down, and not far from me at all. So, they are launching the Xiaopeng or Xiaopeng G6, an all-electric premium level SUV. That's the G6 is a key part of their UK strategy, built on the SEA or SEPA platform, isn't it? Smart electric platform architecture, SEPA2. So very high efficiency, very fast charging, full of technology, and very powerful. So a range of about 354 miles or 570 kilometres based on WLTP, 800-volt architecture, 10 to 80 in about the same time as the Korean vehicle. So about 18 or 20 minutes if you can find a maybe 250 or 300 kilowatt DC fast charger. Might take a little trip up to Southampton myself and have a look around the brand new Xiaopeng showroom. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. And as always, a daily mention for our premium partners of the podcast. And you can be one of them if you have a business or whatnot. It's actually really, really cheap, ridiculously cheap, to get your name in front of thousands of EV enthusiasts every single day. Our premium partners are Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one tomorrow, and remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want, with PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.